This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a transition care visit progress note on Carol Thomas. Last name Thomas, Carol, Carol. Place the Pines, assisted living. Date was February 17, 2022. Mrs. Allen is in the hospital, discharged 7 days before the visit, and was large in with diarrhea, period. She has severe diarrhea and was healthy dry, and she was treated with IV fluids, and she gradually improved, period. At the present time, she's doing better and eating and drinking well, period. She does have some degree of dementia, but she generally has insight into her medical problems and was feeling relatively well and stable, period. The diarrhea is gone, period. There are no clear aggravating factors for the diarrhea, period. No associated abdominal pain or fever, period. New line, she has hypertension, which is currently stable without any headaches or chest pain, period. New line, she has COPD and that's stable. And there's no dyspnea, cough, or sputum, period. New line, she has chronic kidney disease. It's not clear on the stage, but she is avoiding well. There's no general urinary symptoms, period. Two paragraphs, she denies any other new symptoms, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills. Eye denies major visual complaints, ENT, no earache, sore throat, or hoarseness. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no angina, palpitations. Endocrine, no polyuria, polydipsia. Heme, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Skin denies rash or itch. Endocrine, she denies any cold intolerance, excessive sweating, or excessive thirst. Hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or hematuria. CNS, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. New paragraph, past history is positive for hypertension, osteoarthritis, dementia, chronic kidney disease, COPD, goiter. New paragraph. Examination. Wait a minute, let me just put down, before examination. Spanish, her daughter had lung cancer. Both parents are deceased, period. It's not clear from what. New paragraph, social history. No smoking or ethanol abuse since she lives in assisted living. New paragraph, examination. She's not acutely ill or distressed. Blood pressure 133 over 56, pulse 71, respiratory rate 16, head and neck. Pupils equal and reactive to light, rather than kind of inside the normal. Extra oxygen is intact. Oral mucous membranes are pink and moist, ears normal. for inspection. Lungs, clear the percussion of the vascular patient period. Cardiovascular normal, so I assume no gout, no murmur, no edema. Abdomen, plasma, and tendon organomegaly. Penis, cranial is normal in patient attacks. Musculoskeletal, full range of motion is normal. There's no joint inflammation anywhere, period. This paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Thomas had diarrhea and was in the hospital, and she's over that period. She feels relatively well with no major complaints. Two, she has a history of hypertension, but that's stable, with lisinopril 10 milligrams daily, plus amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, plus hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams daily. Two, she has COPD, and that seems to be doing better. I'll continue albuterol. One to two puffs is needed every 4 hours, and Spiriva one spray daily, period. His chronic kidney disease is a stage unknown. Of course, he's also fighting with multiple joints and may use acetaminophen, 650 milligrams every 2 hours is needed. Sorry, 2 tablets every 8 hours is needed, period. In paragraph, she has mild degree of dementia, period. I was needed dinetrazole, 5 milligrams daily, period. It's noted in orientation of time, she scored 2 out of 5, and orientation of places are 2 out of 5, period. She knew the year and season, but not the date, day, or month, period. She knew the county and state, but not the place, city, or floor, period. Affect was normal. In paragraph, overall, continuing the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating end of dictation. Thank you.